Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, and welcome to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your Culture Shock segment. I'm Jamie, and hanging out with me is Michelle. How's it going, Michelle?
Hello, hello. Hello, it's going fine. How's it going over there?
Pretty good. I have, really happy to know, I've almost completed another chapter.
Wonderful. I love it when you write.
Well, you know, except
cool.
For when you're getting ready to yell at me over something.
Now, this is true. This is true. But I don't, you know, I just have very strong opinions about situations in the book.
Yeah, I know. One situation in particular, which I'm telling you, relax.
I know. I mean,
relax.
If you, all right, as long as you keep that. Because, you know, I've had so many authors do that. I've been burned many times, and I can't. I know. You know? So that cannot happen.
I promise I won't do you like that. I promise.
Thank you. True and blue. That's what I need. True and blue.
There you go. There you go.
And the audience is going, what are they talking about?
But yeah, anyway, this happens when I send Michelle material. You know, I send her something. She reads things. She sometimes sees things that I didn't intend. I get her a little nervous.
She's like, I didn't even say that.
She has to be reassured.
Yes. I need to. It's like she's patting me. It's going to be okay. They will be okay. So
yeah, make that your mantra.
That is my mantra. They're going to be okay.
Yeah, make it your mantra. Like before you sit down to read anything I send you, to say, it will all be okay.
It will all be okay. He can do all these heinous things. And I'm like, cool. You know? Say hi to the wrong person, I lose my mind. So it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
She's jealous. She's the jealous type.
I am. Over my book boyfriends, I really am. I have certain people they need to be with. And so I think it was Stephanie Meyer. She just messed it up for everybody, got everybody all confused. And it's just, you know, ever since then, I can't trust there won't be triangles. So,
now,
you know,
see,
about
that.
Now,
see, that's a warning to you with that book.
Yeah. Now, I love the book, but it needs to stay in that book.
I'm not a big fan of the whole triangle thing either. I mean, I see it happen, you know, in like books and things like that. I try not to do it too often. I try not to, make it like such a big deal and everything. I don't like to really focus on that because it can get a little annoying after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you try to focus more on the storyline and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been
doing? All right. I'm like, okay, that's what, you know, makes you happy. I like the romance. But you know what? That's what's so odd though is I really love the romance in stories. I love when it's angst filled, intense relationships. But yet I cannot read really a romance. If it's just pure romance. That is really difficult for me.
Wow.
I mean, back in the day when I was a teenager, yeah, I could do it. But now something has to be going on. There's got to be some kind of murder, some kind of mayhem, something.
Preferably
needs
not one
to
of the,
be happening.
Preferably not one of the in love characters, right?
Right.
Preferably not one of them being murdered. Yeah.
Unless it's a paranormal and they coming back, preferably not.
Okay.
But you know, I have to. I don't know. It's just odd. It's just odd.
Yeah.
Well, I cannot make it through a romance. I don't know why. And good gosh, well, I better not say the name. I was going to say the name of the. I was going to say the name of the publisher. It's a pretty big publisher. I mean, it's been around for like years. You know, like 30 years or something weird like that. I mean, it's a staple. And they make these romances, but I cannot make it through any one of their romances. I just can't. So, but that's me. You know, apparently they don't need my opinion. They're doing pretty well on their own. If I say the name, everybody know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's a huge publisher. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
You probably know
what
I'm talking about.
I can read romance novels, you know, but like CP, you know, keeps teasing me and he tries to like, he keeps telling me I should write like a romance, like an erotica or something like that. And I'm like, I don't think so. I'm like, I can read romance novels and like stuff like that. But I don't know, something about like actually sitting down and writing them. I just cannot write that. I can't. I'm kind of like you with the reading where I have to have, like, other stuff going on. I don't see how I can, like, actually sit down and write a whole novel just about, like, this romance angle. I can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And trying to write it. And that's the thing. I can write sweet romance. Well, when I say sweet, YA, that kind of things, you know. But it's difficult for me. I think we talked about it on the author panel. It's difficult for me to go very intense with these love things. Always happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I really that's just not even in my, well, I'm not going to say it's not, but it hasn't been in my DNA up until now. And it just comes out awkward, weird, and the characters are like, you know, let's go get a pizza. You know, it just doesn't work. You know,
well,
they're like,
so
no,
romance, like going out for a pizza, right?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I'll try, you know, and it's just like my characters are saying to me, no, stop, let's just get a pizza, you know, and we just leave it at that. But you know what? I mean, romance is like a staple. That I don't think we'll ever leave. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Leave. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, all these other trends that come in and out, but I think it's one of the staples. It's romance and mystery, right? Those are the two staples.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I think
what trends come and go, those will always be around.
Now, I've always wanted to write a mystery. Now, and I love mysteries, but my mind, it doesn't work in that logical. You almost have to be very logical and almost analytical, I would think, to be to write a very good mystery, because you have to set up a mystery, the clues, the red herrings, all of this stuff, and do it in a way that nobody can figure it out, but you know what's going on.
Yeah.
To me, that just seems, you know, and I'll see, you know, I used to always read these author bios, you know, coming up in my teens and 20s, they would show these storyboards, and I swear it would be like lines drawn here. I mean, it's just like, whoa, you know, and I can't remember which author it was, but it was one of the, you know, longtime authors, and they used to use string, like different color yarn to connect to this character, to that character, this event. And see, my mind won't even focus on that. That's why I write fantasy, because I can make my own world, my own rules, and whatever happens, happens.
Exactly.
I think I would love to try mystery one time. I think I would.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be awesome. How about you? Well, I mean, what is the genre that you've always kind of wanted to write?
I don't know. I mean, I've never really, I mean, the only thing I've really thought about writing really is what I'm writing, the paranormal. Yeah, I mean, it's what I really like. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just something about that genre that's like always, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've always just been drawn to write about.
And you've always read in it, right? That's always been your go-to genre?
Yeah, well, except for, like, when I was a kid, of course, I had, like, the, you know, Babysitter's Club, and I had, like, Sweet Valley
mm-hmm.
High. Although that could get a little weird, too. That could, they did have a couple of stories where they did get a little paranormal,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, really weird. For that series, but kind of not weird, you know, because they do like such crazy things. But yeah, it's like those were my favorites when I was a kid. But then I discovered Christopher Pike, and then yeah, since then it's like I love paranormal.
That's your favorite? It's Christopher Pike.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You know, and I think, you know, one genre that I actually am, you know, I'm a little nervous about this fact, but I think I like, I mean, I'm pretty good at the horror, or at least I think so. I don't know if I am or not, but,
I have to see you write horror.
Yeah.
I have to see you write a horror story. I have to read
it. Well, I'm going
to
say dark.
You have to,
you know,
send
dark
it to me
fiction.
If you write one. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
you
especially
dark
your
fiction.
Reaction to a certain scene. Yeah, I wrote it.
I know,
like,
that's
I
what
really
I'm saying.
Your horror.
I
really
like, okay.
could read it.
You know what I'm saying? We're talking about with any other
right
human
away.
Being. Yeah. Any other human being would have been appalled, but I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, so yeah. So maybe that's the reason I can write horror. But but I guess I should say more so dark fiction with a taint of, with a taint. I mean, I can't write straight up Saw or something weird or whatever
right.
the movies are these days. But, you know what I mean? A little bit of a spine chiller. I think I could. I don't know. I wouldn't mind trying it. So if I do, I'll let you know. So, yeah. Because, oh,
there
my
go.
Goodness.
Yeah.
You
better be sending that to me, like. If you write one of those, I better see it.
Right, what is it? You see what is going on really in her head. She's truly going over to the dark side. But, you know, I think it is making a resurgence, you know, because it died away. I think, you know, when Stephen King and what was the other guy, Koontz, you know, when, you know, they died down for a little bit. I mean, they'll never go away, but. You know, I hadn't heard really anything about horror, but I think it's becoming, you know, something again, not necessarily just in, you know, doing Halloween, but I think it's actually trying to come back again, you know, but
mm-hmm.
we'll see. But yeah, so, you know, maybe I need to stretch my wings. Maybe I need to stretch my wings and try a good old fashioned romance, just pure romance, boy meets girl. You know, and see what happens, you know.
Okay.
I'm just
I'll be looking
I'm not
forward
be
to
able
that,
to.
Too.
No, I'm not. I can't do it. I'm sorry,
you're
guys.
Teasing me now.
I'm not going to even lie. It's not going to happen. Because somebody, you know, will be killing somebody or something. So, anyway.
You are totally teasing me right now. That is not right.
I know. my goodness. So, what's new? Any good shows? Any good music? What's happening?
Mostly, I've just been, yeah, like I said, watching that novella I was telling you about, and I've been, basically just trying to keep up, with a lot of different stuff, and get things done. But I did actually, there's that new show, Designated Survivor, out. Actually, I just watched the first episode of that today online. I wanted to check it out. I thought it looked cool, but then, we forgot about it, so we didn't have it set up. But we caught it, in time to set up all the other episodes coming. We just missed, catching the premiere. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just keep those, watch it online, watch a premiere online, and then, catch up on the rest. So I thought it was pretty good, though. It's about a guy who, he's a cabinet member, and during a State of the Union address, he's the designated survivor, the member of the government that's taken off to, this special secret secure place, so that if anything happens when all these, leaders are together, he's, he will survive, and he will be, the new president. So he's watching the State of the Union address when the monitor goes out. He doesn't know what's going on. They're trying to figure out, and then all these guys in the uniforms come, in the suits and everything, come running in, and they, whisk him away to the secret place where he gets sworn in. So it's pretty cool.
That's pretty good. I mean, what drew you to it?
What's that?
What drew you to the show?
Well, Kiefer Sutherland.
He'll do it every time. Yes.
I saw the ad for it, and I saw him, and I saw he was doing a new show because I liked him from 24.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved the show 24. Yeah, so when I saw that he had a new show coming out, I'm like, I had to check that out. Yeah, so I think it's pretty cool.
Very cool.
It's like,
well,
for anyone that knows 24 that might be checking that out, it's like he is, from what I'm seeing so far, he is definitely not Jack Bauer.
He's not? Is he like the complete opposite?
Yeah, he's definitely. Yeah, well, he's kind of like this, mousy, kind of meek type. Which isn't really like Jack Bauer at all. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Wow. So he's stretching his wings, his acting ability.
Yeah.
I never looked at that show. My husband looked at it, and he said it was awesome. He used to love it. The 24, when everything happened, what, in a day? Like a whole season was a day or something, right?
Yeah, so, every season was one day where they're trying to stop some terror plot or the other, and he was the counterterrorism agent that was usually in the middle of it all.
That's just, insane. What an incredible, fresh, unique premise. You know what I'm saying? I think that's very, very
cool.
Yeah. Just to think, I don't know where people get these ideas. That I like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's just a little weird sometimes, though, with the, because every now and then, you've got 24 episodes, which is just a little bit more than a lot of other shows do. So, and you're trying to do 1 hour. Every episode is 1 hour in that day. So every now and then you get some weird things. you can't really have somebody stuck in a traffic jam for 3 hours, which they probably would be in LA. every now and then little things like that happen that don't quite fit in a way, and sometimes they gotta throw weird things in there to a little bit stretch certain things out so that it'll get to the 24 hours. But overall it was pretty good.
Very cool. Well, I may need to go back. I wonder if it's in Hulu or somewhere where I can pick up all the seasons.
There you go. I really like the first season. Especially. So definitely check it out.
One of my favorite shows, and I'm not sure if you've seen it because I haven't heard you mention it, but are you a Supernatural fan? I think you said no.
No.
Well,
I have never watched an episode.
Oh, dear goodness. Well, this is your lucky day. They are starting the 12th season. And we're talking about full season. These aren't these little pansy 12 episodes. No, or like 5 or 6 episodes. I'm talking about we're like 20-something episodes.
Yeah.
The 12th season. That is, to me, insane.
I know.
I've never
heard
of a show
that
going that long.
Yeah, I've heard that, it was getting up there, so I was kind of, wow.
12. And I think it's because we as Supernatural fans are a little bit fanatical, you know what I mean? So, I mean, we just can't let it go. We almost don't even care what they're doing on the screen anymore. It's just all about the fact that we love them. But 12 seasons, 12. I'm thinking of the longest running show. I think Married with Children, I know it got up to what, about 10 or 11, right? I don't think it hit 12.
Yeah, Married with Children
did it hit 12?
Was like about 10 or 11 seasons, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anything's ever met 12. I knew what was that, The Simpsons got to
goodness.
Simpsons
it was like,
isn't it still going
25
on?
25 or something now.
It's insane.
Yeah, actually, it's about CP. Yeah, just point out, he thinks it's like about season 28 about now.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That show started when I was in high school. I'm 46. No, at some point in time, they need to let this go. But no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just being bitter.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just, one with people I've never known to go this long. So I think that is awesome. I think that is just so incredible to have a fan base.
It's crazy. And,
that
and
is
can
that
you imagine?
Faithful.
There are people
I
that are
know.
Like in their late 20s that have never known a world without The Simpsons.
Ever.
It's like, can you imagine that? You know,
you're
it's
right.
Crazy.
They never knew life without The Simpsons being here at all. That is insane. A whole generation of people. That's scary.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
You know, and do you know, I think I've looked at only maybe 1 or 2 episodes ever.
Really?
Ever. Yeah, I never have looked at that show. You know, and now it's just a point of pride. I sometimes you can't. I'm so stupid sometimes. You know, sometimes you're like, I've gone this far. I'm not gonna give in, like American Idol when it was really, really big.
Oh jeez.
I never looked at it, and I'm like, it's porn apart. I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I watched the only thing I watched really was the ending of the first season of American Idol. Yeah, because I saw, everybody talking about it. It was all over the TV and, Kelly versus Justin for the finale and who's going to win the competition and everything. And I don't know why I never checked it out, because I like singing. I like singing shows, but, I just never looked at it. But I checked out that one episode just to, see, who would end up winning. And after that, I never really watched any. I never really watched any on TV. And the only thing I watched was when they had American Idol Rewind on one of the local stations where they would, play some of the old seasons. I watched Kelly Clarkson's season, and then I watched Carrie Underwood's season. And that was pretty much it.
You know, when I hear about that, to me, they're almost old school. You know what I mean? I can't imagine Kelly, and just to think that they started on one of those, reality shows or whatever, because they're such a fixture. You know Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
You know, especially Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
So
they're like
the
most successful American Idols ever. Yeah.
I mean, in any of these shows, because there's been so many stars, and I think they've come out with a. Like The Voice or whatever. They've come out with an album here and there, but you don't hear about them ever anymore,
which
is a shame because some of them are very, very talented, So I don't know what it is.
Cassidy Pope has kind of gotten, a little bit of, fame. She had a number one single not long ago with another country singer, so
Yeah.
It's like she's doing okay. There's a couple of others that kind of do okay, but yeah, I mean, it's like that's something that people kind of bring up about The Voice a lot is that they have not produced a superstar.
Right.
Yet,
it's kind
along
of
the lines
fade
of,
away.
You know, Kelly or Carrie.
Right. And I have not looked at The Voice in about two seasons.
I haven't either.
I think, what's the girl name? I mean, they all look different. I don't even know who's on there now, the judges.
The only one I know is on there now is Billy Gilman. And that's because he was trending on Facebook not long ago. And I actually knew him from, like, years ago as a country singer.
Okay.
He was,
he's
like,
a
child country singer. And now he's on The Voice. And
as a judge.
I was kind of like, oh, he's good. He's good.
Okay.
But it's just, I just look
random.
At it and I'm like, okay, well, this season it's him. You know, like last season that girl that played Curly Sue was on there.
Who?
You know, they've had the girl that played Curly Sue, you know, the movie.
Oh, really?
The comedy. Yeah, she
Are
was
you
on
serious?
There. I think I heard she won. But yeah, she was on there. They had the person that did the voice of Tommy Pickles on there.
No,
they
wait,
had,
no offense, but they just seem just almost random. What about Adam
and
Blake? Are they still there?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're still there. I saw a commercial like Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys are now.
Okay,
on
Alicia
there.
Keys, yeah.
Yeah.
O'Malley as well.
Yeah, like, I mean, I see that. I see, you know, Julie Roberts was on there. She was a country singer, too, that had several singles. And I don't know. I think that's something that kind of got me about The Voice, because I felt like when they came out, it was like it was a show about people that are, you know, just trying to get discovered. And it was like about new talent and everything. And
right.
Now it's like it seems like every time you turn around, you're hearing about another like kind of famous person that's on the show now. You know,
yeah, it's more so
like,
who's
going to
be the
know.
Judge versus the people that is supposed to be there.
Yeah,
yeah, I get that.
Contestants too, you know, because these aren't, because like a lot of these contestants are not the, you know, unknowns maybe plugging away in a little club somewhere or, you know, who have never really performed. These are actually people that have actually had major label deals.
Oh, wait a minute. So these people that you
at
were talking about, the Pickles and all of these people,
yeah.
They were
yeah,
contestants.
They were performers. Yeah.
No, that they shouldn't even
yeah.
be allowed. I
yeah.
thought you meant
I mean,
they
I,
were
I
judges.
At like,
No, come on. That's
no, they were
fair.
They were contestants, and I was like, it just didn't feel right to me, and it seemed like that was happening a little bit more. So that's
yeah,
one thing that kind of got to me, and then I noticed – like, I think the season we did our, you know, four-way virtual voice. Yeah, I think
yes.
I noticed they were, like, taking a little bit more focus away from the behind-the-scenes, like, preparation stuff. You know, like, picking the
yes.
songs, getting the advice and stuff like that. And more focus on, like, the sob stories.
Yes.
Of the contestants. You know, more on.
Yes.
And I swear, I watched one episode one night. And I watched, like, several contestants getting ready to get on that stage. And I swear to God, it seemed like they had almost word for word the exact same conversation with their people that were with them before they went on stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not cool. I don't know why they do that.
I know.
I don't understand why they do what they do, because if the show is working, we enjoy it, why start
yeah.
adding so much sensationalism? There's not necessary.
Yeah. I know. I kind of like when it's more about, like I said, the people singing and, you know, the
right.
unknown talent getting discovered and,
right.
you know, how they're putting it all together. I don't need to see, like, five or six different segments where somebody's standing right outside the stage and they're, like, with their family. And, oh, I love you. Oh, I love you, too. Oh, I'm proud of you.
Right.
I'm so proud of you, too. You know, I'm like, that back and forth over and over, which they basically did have that basic conversation, like, over and over.
Over. You're right. I remember. That was the last season I watched.
I was like, oh, that just got me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while, but, you know, that may be reason. But,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, I think, but, Yeah, but I haven't really watched a lot of TV. You know, I've been watching more Netflix, just finding random things, random shows.
Yeah, me too.
You know, watching seasons of those. So, you know, that's pretty much where my attention's been. But, you know.
Yeah. I've just
know,
been
I haven't
trying
really
to get through
much.
My DVR.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have,
yeah.
Like, that old show Blossom. Yeah, that was on.
Oh, yeah.
Of episodes that I really liked, and you watch that. And and then I was watching my DVDs of Roswell. And let's see, then I mostly, besides that, you know, I've just been watching my novella and, you know, catching a couple of others on Netflix. And now this show Designated Survivor, because the other couple shows I watch aren't even on right now. Yeah, they're on their break, so. Yeah, there's really not much to see lately.
Well, I think that's why I like, I love the availability of Hulu and Netflix and all of that, because a lot of things that I did miss, seasons and seasons of it, I can go back and follow those until my actual show starts. Like, I'm going to do Gotham. You know, everybody's been talking about Gotham and Gotham and Gotham,
okay.
And I never watched it, but I may go check it out when I'm in between shows or something, you know, I can go find them or whatever. So,
oh my God,
you know.
I'm still stuck on a couple of shows. I'm like still like, I still have about 30 episodes. No, wait, more like 20 some episodes of Rosario Tijeras, and then I have like about 30 maybe of Maria Lodabadio left to go, and it's like, it's taking so long.
And the funny thing is, everyone that's listening, they're all in Spanish. You know? So she's looking at these shows. Are there any subtitles?
Yeah.
Or are you actually beginning to? Oh,
well,
okay.
On
so
Netflix,
you got that.
On Netflix,
oh, okay.
They have the English titles. On the TV, the one I'm watching on TV, that does not have English titles.
Wow.
So
how
yeah.
are you even following? You're probably beginning to understand a little bit, maybe now.
Yeah.
But.
I'm picking. Well, I took Spanish in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I kind of knew a little bit, but you know, you lose so much. Yeah, when you haven't, really picked it up in a while. You haven't really like listened to much or anything. So my friend lent me those DVDs with English captions. So just like kind of watching that, you kind of hear the words in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been watching, on Netflix. And, yeah, actually watching a few videos on YouTube, like they have the music videos on YouTube, the songs, but there's a lot of people that put them on, and then they will include, like, the Spanish translation of what the song is saying. Yes, yeah, so I've been watching some of those, and those kind of help you, like, pick up a lot of words and phrases.
Very
cool.
Yeah,
so it helps. Yeah. Yeah, so it's I'm getting there. I know I'm kind of missing some things, so I'll like when it finally gets to Netflix, then I can like rewatch, with some English titles. But I think it's helping. I think I'm learning.
Very good.
Yeah, so it's
The listeners are going.
It's an interesting
what has this? And all the listeners are going, what has this to do with writing or whatnot? But that's the point. It's just random fun, and you're inside the writer's mind. God, seriously, everything a writer does, what they eat, what they watch, we count it as research, because it may show up in a book. It gives us an inspiration.
Yeah, you know what? It's
seriously.
Like these things I'm watching right now, it's like they've been inspiring me, so.
They have, and it's awesome. Her stories are just, they've always been good, but it's just, wow, giving it an edge. So,
when you're watching, like, a bunch of novellas about narco traficantes and, you know, like, all this stuff, it's like, you pick up some dark. that's what they call the drug dealers, narco traficantes. Yeah, so all these novellas are about these, and they're about, like, the, prepaid girls and, like, crazy, crazy things happening.
You're like, oh,
somebody's always, like, Yeah, they're like our soap operas in a way. It's like there's always something insane going on. Like one character right now, La Diabla, she basically is like everybody's after her because she's an evil psycho bitch. And so these people came for her. They tried to kill her, but the one guy was an idiot and he didn't, yeah, shoot when he should have, and she got away. So now she's faked her death so she can hide out from these people and, like, plan what she's going to do to them, you know, to get rid of the people bothering her. You know, so it's like they're crazy stuff. Crazy stuff happening.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
No, see, I'm kidding. Start my singing.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like I said, when you're watching stuff like that and, like, people are going, like, people are actually literally going insane on the shows and, you know, different things like that, and there's always, like, some plot against somebody, and it's like, you go to some kind of darker places when you're writing, when you're watching that stuff. But it's
wow.
Fun.
It's fun. That's what's important.
Yeah.
And it's helping your writing.
Exactly.
It's research.
Exactly. And it inspires characters and inspires situations. So.
See, there you go.
Like,
see, it is not random. Everyone,
exactly.
Everything is used.
There's a method to our madness.
There is. I know. And it really is. And
yeah.
And I mean, sometimes you have to lose your seat. Okay, I'm going to go deep here. You have to lose yourself to find yourself. Yes, you see what I did there? Okay, maybe that didn't
land
well. Get it? No, Jamie, you're supposed to get it. Sometimes you have to lose yourself to find yourself. Get
oh,
it? So random. All right. Okay, maybe that didn't land well, guys, but it was deep in my mind. It was deep to me.
Was that an allusion to a certain character?
No. Well, he's just fine. He's perfectly okay. He's doing what he needs to do. Yes.
See,
you
this
know,
is the fun that we have when we get together, guys. It's like,
yes, guys. I mean, seriously, and it is fun. And, you know, sometimes you do need a chat, and you need to just roll ideas off someone else. Or they tell you what they're inspired by, and you never know. I may go, and, you know, we may watch the same thing or read the same thing. You know, I don't know. But the point is, you learn from others. And do the chat, do the randomness.
You try something. Yeah, you never know when you try something. Is it might work for you.
It might. You never know.
Yeah.
So hey, the writer's mind. That's what we need to start calling segments. Inside
I know,
the
right?
Mind.
Exactly. Exactly. I think
a scary story.
Yeah, no. I think this whole thing has evolved.
It has.
And yeah, I think you may be right in that this does not exactly, you know, the title does not exactly reflect, you know, what we're doing right now.
What is happening?
Exactly.
But don't worry, we can always bring it back to, it is a little bit. We did talk books. We did talk, you know, shows and, you know, so no, we relate it back. Yeah. I mean, we may take a journey, go over the hill and around the bend, but we get it back where it's supposed to be. So the audience were like, I'm so confused. But guess what, guys? It's going to make sense. You know, after a while, you listen to this again, you're going to go, I got it. I see what they're saying.
Exactly.
There
and
you go.
Like I said, we have fun. We're just, like, being random. So it's
that's
all
the
good.
Fun of it. That's seriously, I love these shows when we can just chill out and talk about whatever, you know, about the writing world. I really do. They're fun. They're not scripted. They're not. It's just fun. And I think if nothing else, you guys, you know, just to hear the random speak, you know, I love to listen to shows like that.
Yeah,
I do. When they're just talking about really random things, I'm like, wow, that is just insane. But
because you never know what you're going to get. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Yeah.
because we never know when we get on this show.
No, we don't.
But it
no,
always
we don't.
Ends up well.
I even shared an Instagram video saying that we're going to be doing this tonight, and I'm like, come on, check it out and see what we end up talking about. We have no idea.
Oh, my gosh, I got to go on Instagram now. That's funny. You're like, we have no idea what we're talking about. But
yeah.
You know what? That's cool, too, because it's true. It is so true. But anyway, and guys, anytime you want to join the fun, you can. You know, just call in 347-308-8676. Not now because it's so busy.
Yeah, because we're wrapping up.
but
you join in with us sometime, and you know, bring some random along, and yeah, we'll have fun.
Yes. Oh, and thanks so much for all the visits to the page. Guys, we have been seeing that, and we have noticed that, and wow, awesome. But please, you know, drop us a line on the page. Say hi.
Yeah.
We definitely will chat with you. We really will. So, but we've seen that there's been a lot of visitors. So please, you know, drop a hi, and we'll chat. We love to chat, as you can tell.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So, guys, thank you, everybody who's been listening tonight. Thank you for, you know, tuning in and, you know, checking out the page and the show. And we will see you all again next time. And thank you, Michelle, for hanging out with me.
Anytime. I'll always have a good time. All right. Guys, you have a
great
night.
Take care, guys. We will see you next time. Bye.